and start fishing. So, have you been out fishing at all?
We were on the Chippewa River over in the Squamigan with a couple of guides.
Nice.
When was that? August?
Mid-August. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. John and Brenda Meyer, I believe.
Okay.
They're in my phone as John and Brenda guides.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but they guide out of... They're not that far away, actually.
Okay.
They do a lot of canoe guiding, and so the real low water.
Were you in a drift boat, or
One of the little canoe rowboats.
Oh, yeah.
They had a couple of those.
Yeah.
So they had a client out with them, and we were in the other boat.
Fishing for walleyes?
Yep. Oh. They had a few pockets where they had some walleyes, and then a lot of bass.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, well, it was a beautiful day.
I've got a drift boat in the garage barn. They're fun.
Mm-hmm. Like you're just starting to get some color here. Maybe.
Yeah, it's getting close. You know, we sort of peak early October. By October 15th, we're done. But we've got some maples that go early, and now everything's going to start to change. So, you know, what we do is just troll. Everybody tries to fish walleyes here deep, and the walleyes aren't deep. Some are, maybe. So I'm going to put you out this side of the boat, okay? And the only thing you need to do, so these are diving cranks. We'll be fishing in, like, 7 or 8 feet of water, and you need to keep it out so it's away from the motor, and you don't need to cast it. Obviously you're going to have to bring it up if you feel weeds, but it doesn't need to go any further than, we'll let it go a little further, like three times the length of the boat. Keep the rod tip down, and then I'll guide us along. Hopefully I won't kill us here. So there you go.
All right. I'm assuming that the hit on these is a little more definitive than...
Yeah, it's... You don't have to wait. They'll set themselves.
Yep.
And, people used to catch fish right here, but this is just to get us started. There's a few walleyes in that bay, but we'll be fishing on the north end here. And as the sun, goes down, the bait fish now are, in August, you'd use crawlers because they're still eating bugs. But now the bait fish are alive. They're probably all that big. And they're all finding warm water. And now the walleyes come in shallower to eat them. So we'll stay at, though it's not very exciting, 6 to 7 feet of water. If I get us in the right mode here. So I just cleared the track so I can see where we're going. So here's the map, here's the depth. I don't even use this that much, but so I'm using the button to turn my RPMs down. Usually I troll with the trolling motor, and that's all I need, but I can't see it, so.
Quiet the last few weeks.
Oh yeah, everybody's gone. You know, that's we had some people last weekend, the weather was so nice that, you know, we had some people skiing and doing stuff, but for the if you've hit weeds or you think there's weeds on it, you should bring it in and take the weeds off. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So how's the film going?
We feel pretty good about it.
Good.
We've gotten a lot of good things. It's, you know, every time we go out, the list of things that I still want to get gets longer.
Yeah.
But we've kind of figured out our winter schedule into next spring, so I feel good about not only solidifying his time to know that I can go out and get what we need,
yep,
but then just getting much more concrete ideas of, okay, this is when we need what we need, it can all fall in line.
See this here? Some of this, those are fish. Those are bait fish. So this is weeds here, but some of what we just ran into, this stuff up here is probably bait fish. Well, he's not a, he's still here. So you'll still be filming next spring too?
Yep.
Wow.
Right now,
doing or filming next spring?
Next spring, I think I'm going to try and get out with Lance and his boys for some spearing. I want to
go. Oh, that'd be fun.
I know the guy from Redcliffe.
They won't let me go, but oh shit. You may catch a log here. Where did that come from? Wow. I don't want to catch a log. Where did that come from? That's a post.
Huh. It's down a little.
Yeah, that'd be fun to get out and, though I've never asked to go out and spear, but I'd like to go, you know, if they ever have a Lake Blessing, you'd want to get in on that if you could. That'd be pretty cool. They had one here over at the Federal Landing. Not much. Lance says most of the kids go there because they like the hot chocolate and the hot dogs. So
I'm sure it's like every other kid fishing.
Yeah, you can't. Don't.
I bribe my kids. to get on the boat with snacks.
Yeah?
Gain a little extra time.
Ah, damn. I got a weed if you want to film that.
We film everything here.
We're also going to do some stuff over on the Wolf and the Fox for the spring run.
Okay.
Last spring we did a lot with research and science and spawning. This next spring we want to focus more on people.
Yeah.
Made sure that we didn't identify any of the bridge crossing or anything else there.
Oh.
So they rarely see anyone else out there, and for their guide service, you know, it wouldn't take much for someone to empty out some.
No. No.
He was pretty careful in the approach on quite a few of them. Just like, all right, there might be one or two in here. Come in from the side, we'll stay here, cast in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we got a few. I think we got four.
Yeah.
Yeah, four or five.
Yeah, we got two.
We got so many bass that day.
In the middle part of it, yeah, just bass after bass.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. No, it was a blast. We were riding with the longest out there for like 7-8 hours.
That's a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, those trips are long. Yeah. You know, there's
no getting out halfway through. We're like, oh, we got what we need.
Yeah. I actually put a motor. I got a 2-horsepower motor on the back of mine, because some of the stretches are like, okay, we're done. Let's go. Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's pretty crazy there. I mean, they have excellent fishing, and they do have the numbers, you know, here. You know, I hope the people that come here catch fish and then take a few. But this isn't one of those, let's go get a limit. And I mean, you can catch enough to get a fish fry, but. But it's pretty exciting fishing. I mean,
guided it before?
For a couple of years, yeah. And I got a weed. He's a good guide. He's, you know, he's helpful. He'll tell you how he does things, and showed me a couple of knots. You know, I mean, he's a decent guy. He's got good equipment, so you don't have to fool around. God's sakes.
So how late will most people keep their pontoons in?
Like our docks are going to go out the 17th of October. So most people will be in, you know, this weekend. You'll find people at the landings, you know, really getting their stuff out. We tried to keep our stuff in longer for both fishing and the pontoon for fun. And when it gets cold, it gets cold. it's like, okay. And my wife is sitting, you know, next to me with a winter coat on, and we're on the pontoon.
The net ready?
Yeah, the net's right there. Hoping we catch one that's Yeah, it's probably a northern. Got a little more tug than they usually do here. No, it's a walleye. For God's sakes. Got him?
Yeah, where'd he go? Come on.
Should have let the guide get him. Okay. There you go. Here, just set it on the ground. I'll just make a mess of everything. All right, first thing we check, is it clipped? Nope, natural. That's good. That's probably a keeper. I'm not keeping it. Okay, good.
So how do you hit?
They just grab it. You know, you don't set the hook. It's I'd say that's just a keeper. 15 inches. So there you go. We can go home now. All right, no, it's night just started, so.
That's good.
So what's the deal with the camera?
Never seen that before. I have no idea. My guess is maybe it's the internal battery.
Oh.
It's not one of these batteries that we always carry with us. You have to take the camera apart.
Uh-huh.
I just kept turning it on and off, and eventually turned on. It makes it seem like it's an electrical thing. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
I'm surprised it gets right up the slope.
Well, this is the one that has been having issues apparently, because I called Andrew quick. Oh, geez, we don't have the camera one.
Oh, nice. Yeah, let's make sure we don't have that next time.
Never had it all year. For some reason, because I think with the switch this week,
okay.
It was just on the work order.
So they know there's a bummer camera, but they let it out.
It's not a bummer. I think it's just the camera that's been having issues.
Oh.
The engineer says he's fixed it. So it probably is the bummer camera.
Yeah. Though we're a little weedy here. We're still in 5 feet of water, so. Now, did you take your wife to Garmisch?
You know, we drove down there, and it was so packed.
Oh.
Couldn't even find a place to get in.
Damn it. That was close. Weed.
No, it looked very nice. We were ready, but.
Did you go at least to the bar?
No, we couldn't even get out of the vehicle. It was...
Really?
No. There was no place to park. I had difficulty turning around because I had my boat. Because we've been out on the lake all day with the boat. And
you should have come over. I'd have made you old-fashioned or something.
She had wine out in the boat. She wasn't working.
That was a fun week though, yeah.
Were you filming?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was just kind of hanging out with us.
Sorry. And what's a Baldwin grant?
It's a great question. It's one that I believe one of the focuses that you have to work with one of the system schools, and it has to like showcase the Wisconsin idea. Some way that it's demonstrating and educating and showing off all the research and stuff. So they're optimistic that we've got a really good proposal for it.
Good.
I think we find out early next year if we actually.
And how's PBS, public radio, public television?
My boss said, "Oh, you're fine." It's like, yeah, I'll believe it when I'm on the other side of it.
Right.
Until then.
Yeah.
actually, this, we joked, this project, one of the things that makes us feel like, okay, we're secure until 27.
Yeah.
Is we know they want this done.
Well, people are asking me, when are we going to see it? And I thought, now I got to tell them 27.
That was a little guy.
It's all right. We don't, you okay? You want to?
No, I got it.
Ethan, did you drop a knife?
I did not, no.
Okay. It's my son's or his buddy.
So we're looking for fin clips?
Yeah, so the fin clips would be here,
right here,
or there, and that's a natural fish. So okay. About 12 inches,
yeah.
Perfect.
Nice little guy.
Here, hold, yep. Him a little to your left, or right, sorry.
Like this?
Bring him over this way.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Have to do the show kicks. Oh, nice jump. All right, you good?
Yeah, I guess. Well, give me one more chance at that.
All right.
10 seconds. Okay, you can throw him now.
Right. Ready? Wait, wait.
Oh! Well, sorry.
That's right. They're fish. They like to swim. Kid come up from Iowa or Madison or, and then be out with his dad and catch, you know, a couple of fish. And that's why we do this. Not for any, you know, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have overfished this lake, and I think that day is done. The new regulations, I think, are really good. But, you know, if a young kid and his father can catch a fish or two and go back home and tell the kids in school what they did, that's what, it, you know, that's how my son got interested in fishing. So, that's why we do all this. Okay, I'm gonna, you keep fishing for a bit. I'm going to get us into this bay here. I call it a bay.
More exciting to get one with a fin clip, knowing
yeah,
that you helped put that one in there?
Yes. You know, I just catch them and, you know, it's good news if I'm catching a lot of fish and they're not fin clipped. I mean, we had good recruitment. And, you know, Mother Nature is always going to be, you know, vastly superior to what we can do. But that's been the problem with all the local lakes, is recruitment's been bad. Now, we're lucky with this lake. This is a decent walleye lake, but yeah, that's why I look for the ones that are clipped. So
it's kind of a good no matter what. Either.
It is, yeah. I just like to catch them. So, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, I can't catch any fish," or "They're all too small," or "Hard," you know. And I go, "Where are you fishing?" "Well, I'm in rocks and 14 feet." Okay, they're not there. Stop fishing there. So, but you know, I'd like to see them. A couple of clip fins are great, you know, then I know we've done it. But we see enough of them in the spring when our fike nets are out. We always get, you know, fish with the clip fins, and there's a lot of lakes that are stocked that they just don't survive. And so, no, lucky for us. So where are you staying in Hayward?
Oh, we're at the American.
Oh.
Once in a while, the Holiday Inn Express will be state rate. We can get in.
Slip bobber or drop shot. But even that bores the hell out of me, so.
Like there's enough different ways to fish that,
yeah,
find what's enjoyable and do it.
I got us in some weeds here. We're in about 5 feet. That's weedy. Yeah, check mine. You guys didn't bring headlamps, did you?
Flashlight on the phone.
Okay. You got a light on that camera?
No.
How do you catch? Do I need to turn the lights on in the boat for you to see the fish?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's okay. Pretty good in low light.
Okay.
But if instead of having a light on the camera, we would just bring a light separately.
Okay.
Well, actually, your headlamp and the ambient light would be perfect okay. For us to see.
All right.
I mean, if we're out pitch black, it'd be different, but
yeah.
This light, we're fine.
Not being a very good guide here, but well, now they left. I wanted to put that on so they didn't run into us. So I suspect they were fishing for walleyes. They were sitting there, they weren't casting that much. They're right at the edge of a weed. Next week's gonna be really nice. I'll get this out of here. Next week's gonna be nice.
I got
something. Okay.
Weed?
Yeah, ripped it right out.
The weed?
Yeah.
Okay, I just.
Those are pretty good.
I hooked into one too.
Yeah, took it right out of the bottom.
So where else do this? I know you want to title it sort of walleye, but you know, I think a lot of our group, you know, that has worked together, if you don't find that anywhere else, what other part of the story is of interest? Just the interest in walleyes?
I mean, the broader theme is the walleye's cultural, economic, and ecological impact in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Why that one particular species holds so much interest from so many people.
Yeah.
And how even people that don't fish for it are impacted by its, like, the economic and cultural impact, the history of it's there.
Sure.
And so it's kind of, you know, I'm using the sciences the leaping off point of why all the attention and interest in the science of trying to save this species.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost starting from the question of why this one species is.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you could name a lot of species of fish that if they were collapsing, no one would.
Yeah.
A few scientists or maybe someone who cared about them would
right.
be worried about it, but it wouldn't be collecting billions of dollars of research
yep.
and
yep.
efforts to sustain it.
Because I think the most interesting part of this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, no,
just kidding.
No, you're not wrong. That's why we keep coming back up here. The connection that exists in this, all the different groups that are collaborating are kind of the whole thing.
There's your geese. Oh, right into the sun. No, they're not going to get up high enough. Okay, I got a fish. Okay. There's the ducks up above. Swimming towards me. Holy smoke. Come on, buddy. My son caught a 22-inch smallmouth right up here. That's maybe 13. That'd be my guess. Okay, I got it. Thank you. So I'll get this out of his. We'll measure him. He's got both ventral fins here. So that means it's a natural fish, which is good news. Sorry.
It's all right.
I just want to shake it out of his. Come on, buddy. Come on, you're barely hooked. Let go. There we go. So there he is. Okay.
Yep.
Now let's see what he. Just a hair over 13. So that's good. Keeper next year. Maybe.
It's kind of fun though, right?
Sure. No, that's what it is. That's where we're at right here. Sandy. The river's flowing through. Pardon me. River's flowing through. Kind of grassy. And the bait fish are in here. And we could do this. Actually, you could probably fish in the dark because they're probably here all night long. There's no big hatches that I've seen, so the bait fish is what they're eating.
Well, this is kind of the weather you were talking about, how you first discovered this lake, right?
Yep.
This time of day?
Exactly. Exactly.
We won't ask how many years ago that was, but...
A long time. Well, I was probably 25. So 50. Am I that old? No, I'm not that old. 45.
I bet we could hear you howling all across the lake, huh?
Oh, we were having fun, boy. And we were sitting on a dock fishing and catching walleyes hand over fist. And, you know, you get a couple of beers and reason a few jokes and we're still ringing in fish. We just came back from Canada and we hadn't had fishing, you know, so it was hilarious. We just had a blast. We were told to be quiet, which is okay. So that was tall. If it was, you know, I guess if we were serious about catching 40 fish, you'd sit probably right here with slip bobbers everywhere. And but we're going to keep, we'll troll back a couple more times. And
this is good because a lot of our...
Well, stay Saturday night, I'll have a fish fry.
But if I do that,
not from this lake though. I don't keep them here.
I'd have to bring my wife back up for that. See?
Sorry, I'll turn this off.
It's fine.
Clunks I just got, I thought, okay, that's fish coming up and biting. When we first moved here, we'd come out night like tonight and maybe catch 15 or 20. So the population is, you know, it's coming back, but...
nine per acre. Trying to get back to four, it's still under half. It was.
Yeah. Well, we're at 4.3 per acre. Our goal with our group is 5 an acre. Okay. And Scott Toshner, who's head of the fisheries for the DNR, when he used to have this lake, this was his lake, and we looked at the averages, you know, 95, 97. Should be something right around here though. So did you tell me what other lakes you're going to?
Big Cedar, Winnebago. Here.
Okay.
We hope to be on the Wolf. We were on the Marinette River. Yeah, right now we're really not going to be doing anything down in like the Madison area.
Yeah.
At one point, I was thinking of trying to include that, but the cultural attention to walleye is from here.
Boy, this is small. Holy smokes. It might be a weed. Let's turn around. Anyhow, either way, however it works. Oh God, it's a fish. He went down the weeds. Oh, it's small. You don't have to, we don't need the net.
Okay.
Let's see if this one's clipped, huh? Nope. That's right, I think I... See how he hooked himself. So they just hit it so hard. Oh, I guess I do need it. Thank you. You're in your gills, you goofball. Okay. That's it. So this would be what they're checking tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
This is year one. 1 year old. So it was 6 inches last year, And this is what they're looking. So they're counting year zero, which is the first year, about 6 inches long, and they would count this as year one. So we went from 6 inches to whatever this is here. He won't even make the scale. Yeah, he will. It's 10 inches long. So that's a year one. So when they do their data, they'll show YOY, young of year, and then they'll do year one. And hopefully, if we can get them to turn them upside down, it's a lot of work. You're in the boat, you know, it's, and take a look at the fins and see if one's clipped and one's not. So that was a one-year-old. It's weird. It's a two-year-old fish. It was born last year, and what they're going to look for is young of the year, which they'll all be about that big. And then they'll record one-year-old or a year and a half, I guess would be the best. Yeah, probably a year and a half. And that would be that one right there, 10 inches long. They might measure them. Yeah, they will. They'll measure. I think they'll measure that. And any other adults. That's not an adult, but so that's what they're looking for tomorrow. So, okay, we're going to turn around and go one last. Oh yeah, for God's sakes. We got a crappie. Speaking of crappies.
Oh, that is a huge crappie. Man.
Well, that's medium for here.
That's medium for here? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Watch your fingers. Here, let me get you the... Ethan, watch your step there.
No worries.
Here you go.
Keep him for your fish fry.
No. He'll live.
He'll live?
He's just in the tough part of the gill. Did you get hooked again? Shit. I think that's a coyote? Huh?
That's a young one.
That's what I thought too. The first part was a little...
Yeah.
Whoa!